Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hour number three here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. We've talked to Drake May. We've talked to Marcus Jones. If you want to hear Drake May again, stick around for the drive at 5. We'll get a replay of the quarterback who was in a very good mood and also very, I thought, forthcoming in a lot of areas. So about an hour from now, you can listen to Drake May. But you just heard Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show this morning. Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. So there was a follow-up there to that question from Courtney about the goal line struggles, goal to go, red zone offensive struggles. Yep. Let's hear the rest of that, Fitzy.
And again, when we get out of you know, with the injuries, we were out of goal line. There were some things that did us there. And then at the end of the day, you have to be able to move somebody into the end zone. You have to be able to score with your man. And that's really what happens. And we have to be better. We have to be able to convert those into touchdowns. And so it's everybody. It's the design. It's the execution. You know, you're not going to win any games, too many games, if you can't score with inside the 5-yard line.
He goes, you're not going to win any games. Then he's like, well, we won yesterday, so I guess I can't say you're not going to win any games if you don't score.
We're 10-2. This example might not work that well.
Yeah, he was in a play, like the holidays coming up. You know, he talked later about family coming up and the kids bringing new girlfriends.
Yeah, like, Courtney's like, separate bedrooms? And he's like, no, he's like, nope. Place isn't big enough.
And then can't afford that.
Then Courtney was like self-flagellation or whatever mode after. She's like, why did I ask that? That was so dumb. Why did I? And I was like, it wasn't dumb. I thought it was kind of a funny question,
actually.
It was
a great question. It was a great answer and a big laugh from him as well. But, you know, like he handled her question well. Wiggy asked him at one point, you know, like, you know, got to button up special teams. Like, there's a kickoff return that went really long. Yeah. Then there's a penalty. And he's like, okay, which one was it? Like, did we make that hat? Like,
he did. He said, did they have a long return or was it called back? Which one was it? And Wiggy was like, well, you gave up the long return and then they called it back. I actually liked Wiggy's answer. Like, the guy ran a long way physically, but it didn't count.
Stood his ground. It was good. But yeah, like, he's not wrong. Like, they're not going very far in the postseason, if anywhere at all, if they can't score from the one, and not just once, eight times? Like, you gotta punch it in there, coach, and he knows that.
Yes, and especially he knows that. It's one thing if you're Mike Martz's, like, oh, we're a turf team and we're gonna spread you out and be fancy dancy. He's Mike Vrabel. He came here talking about, like, the line of scrimmage and big guys and establishing a this and a stat. Like, is there an older cliche in the book about a football team than, like, at some point in time, you're going to need to be able to get 1 yard if you're going to be the football team you think you're going to be? Well, yesterday they couldn't get that yard. They quite literally could not get that yard. But I don't think that necessarily means – I do want to give them – and I'd have to go back and look at the order of operations here. Did they try the tush-push with both Wilson and Campbell already out? I think they did. either way, there was a goal line stop the first time with Wilson already out. So you had a backup guard in there, which isn't ideal. And I seem to care about this more than anyone, Fitzy. You didn't have Tonga at your disposal at fullback. And I really think that mattered. I really think that adversely affected some of the stuff they've been doing or want to do on the goal line. Now, the fair question is, would they don't have a plan B? They put it all in Tonga's basket, and if Tonga gets hurt, we don't know how to run plays on the goal line, and that's a fair question to ask Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels at some point, but I'll be off on Friday, so I'll leave that to somebody else. But I think not having Tonga affected them.
Yeah, they just need to get their yards per carry up, quite frankly.
But that's a separate issue. You can only get 1 yard on the 1 yard line. The most you can fluff up your numbers is one. Mm-hmm. It actually hurts your yards per carry. But you know what hurts more than getting 1 yard on the goal line?
Kicking a field goal when you could get a touchdown?
Yes, getting no yards on the goal line. So I agree with you, but there's two separate issues here. The run game kind of sucked yesterday overall. Totality, midfield, short field, long field, wherever it was. The run game sucked against a defense that you people told me sucked.
Oh, no, it wasn't just us people. It was the league, stats, networks, analysts, everybody.
I believe Trags told me they can't tackle. It's laughably bad tackling. And then I'm watching these plays go for Ramondre Stevenson averaged 0.8 of a yard per carry.
Yep, 0.83 yards a carry.
Good Lord. What are we doing?
He looked, honestly, Andy, he looked like he was running in, like, quickcrete yesterday. Like
a little rust?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to say?
It was so obvious that Travion Henderson was the more explosive and prepared back. Like, if Ramondre is that not up to speed, then you best just not play him.
Well, Travion Henderson didn't exactly light it up. What was he at? 3-point-whatever yards per carry. Yes, okay. I mean, it was like
better
4 or 5
0.8 yards per carry.
But, I mean, I didn't think he had a lot of success, too. Again, you have to factor in the offensive line changes. Mm-hmm. And you have Ben Brown out there who, you know, has done a nice job over the last couple of years as being the next man up. But as I always like to say, there's a reason he's a backup. There's a reason he's not the starter. He's not one of your best 5 offensive linemen. And to be fair, over the course of the game, you had Marcus Bryant in there at right tackle because Morgan Moses was ill and went to the locker room. Then you lose Will Campbell. So now you have Vidarian Lowe and Ben Brown on the left side. I also just thought, did you think there was any creativity to the run game?
Sure didn't.
Nah, me neither. Hey, buddy. There was no creativity.
Hey, friend, how are you? That was a pretty pedestrian approach to the run game yesterday in attacking that 32nd ranked defense.
They had nothing in terms of creativity on the goal line. There was not a lot of efforts to get the ball wide. I don't know if their game plan told them they could only run the ball up the middle. They're soft up the middle. And then the flip side of that, as we go through concerns coming out of this game here on a Patriots Monday, looked like Chase Brown got easy yards anytime he wanted them. It was like, oh, he's already 9 yards downfield. Somebody should probably tackle him before he goes much further.
He was five yards downfield on every carry before somebody made contact.
And Mike Vrabel brought that up today, and I'm glad he did, because there's a difference between giving up tough yards, making guys make moves, making guys break arm tackles, whatever, and just allowing a guy to get a, you know, head of steam and be 7 yards downfield before he's even touched. And that's what it was yesterday with Brown. First game without Milton Williams. So there could be reasons / excuses that are given for these issues. But I thought both sides of the ground game yesterday were, I don't know, alarming seems like a strong word.
How about lackluster?
I don't know. The goal line sucking on offense was borderline alarming. That might actually qualify as alarming. The run defense, I would say, is lackluster. The run offense was alarming on the goal line.
Yeah, Travion averaged 3.7 yards per carry, which is kind of in lockstep with his season average. Drake May, 4.4 yards on his 5 scoots yesterday. Chase Brown, 5.5 yards a carry, 19 for 107. So not only did you give up your first, well, someone had already run for 53 yards against you. So you allowed that person to, Chase Brown, to double the most yards you'd given up to another running back and your first 100-yard rusher. And it was, there weren't any cheap yards in there.
Oh, no, it was easy. It was borderline easy for him to get those yards. So you can put all those numbers away, the 50-yard rusher, the 100-yard rusher, the 1960 stats that they've been putting out, the SID stats, run yards.
The greatest rush defense in the history of the NFL.
All right, let's just stop with that and now just
just get good again, just get good enough to deal. Because we were a little cocky talking about, I don't know, the Ravens and that run game with Henry and Lamar on the horizon, or even Cook in Buffalo, that run game. So not only do you have tough games on the horizon, the strength of your defense is now not the strength that your defense once was, and you're going to have to deal with some of the better rushing attacks. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Go to Ralph in Cranston. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, guys. Look, they're not a perfect team. We know that. And we also know they don't have a lot of depth. Now we're going to see how this offensive line is going to perform now. But, you know, like yesterday you mentioned it. I mean, you're up 4 points in the fourth quarter toward the end. You kick that field goal. What are you doing? That puts you up 7. Now they can't get a field goal to tie it. That was a dumb decision. I remember, the last game, fourth and 5, or whatever it was, at the 45-yard line of the other team, and you go for it. They do make some dumb moves. I mean, as far as, you know, the way they, some of the play calling. But, and you know, you look at Henderson. That's average for Henderson. Henderson is not a runner who's going to get a lot of yards unless he's picking these up with a big hole or in the fourth quarter when others are tired. You know, but what are you going to do? I mean, this team, I didn't want the people to be calling them a Super Bowl contender just yet. You know, they still have turned it around, and I'm very happy. We may see some of the flaws of this team going forward, especially with the offensive line being hurt like that.
All right, thanks for the call, Ralph.
Could be the case.
Yeah, we're going to see flaws / depth, and I don't know where those two lines kind of cross in your mind, Fitzy, but of these issues, are the injuries the biggest issue? Like, do you have the scheme things or the unit things, the run defense, the run offense, whatever? Are the injuries the biggest concern?
Yes, of course. Yeah, because injuries what will prevent this team from making a deep postseason run. Come on. How long have we been outlining depth being the primary concern for this team? Like, back in July, we were saying, like, this team seems pretty shallow. Like, they drafted and imported a bunch of starters, but after that, they don't have a lot of backups that would even make other teams. So, yeah, injury is a significant. I have no problem with the offense in general, and I'm fine with the defense as well. Hell, you had that piece yesterday, Diana Russini's things I'm hearing are her Sunday news and notes, where Andy Reid and Mahomes said they hate playing Vrabel defenses.
Yes, Dan Ball.
I don't know, boys, but right now holding 10 draft picks in 2026 feels pretty useless given the lack of moves to establish some depth at the trade deadline. I can't help but go there. I think you had an opportunity to continue to just tinker a little bit. I didn't need you to send 3 firsts out for Sauce Gardner. That wasn't your need, but depth was an issue during training camp, was an issue during week one in the beginning of the season, and it was an issue before you kicked off against the Bengals, and you had one way to address that, and you didn't do that.
Yes, Dan Ball, I wouldn't expect you to necessarily listen to the Six Rings post-game show, but I had a little rant in there where I don't think Mike Vrabel's allowed to kind of sulk about the fact that he has to play Vedarian Lowe or Marcus Bryant. Because Mike Vrabel had the opportunity to change that if he wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even talking about the trade deadline. I'm going all the way back. We've wondered about Vedarian Lowe all the way, right? Like, fans love to take pot shots at him. Vedarian Blow, we know what he was last year. He can't even line up. He stinks. He's this. He's that. They've all felt that way. But Mike Vrabel felt that he was the backup left tackle. And if you're a backup, don't you have to be ready to put that person in? Like, you have to acknowledge the fact that that person is your best option to go in the football game if something happens to your left tackle, Will Campbell. So you decided, and now we're already getting questions. And Mike Vrabel, I don't know if you guys listened to the press conference this morning at Gillette Stadium, was not all in on saying Vedarian Lowe is the left tackle. He was asked whether that would be the case or whether Marcus Bryant could move over there or you could move somebody else around. And he said something to the effect, or I'm not sure I'm ready to commit to an answer to that right now. And it's like, wait, he's been your backup left tackle all along. And if you didn't like him as your backup left tackle, you could have pursued someone at the trade deadline. You could have pursued someone in August to upgrade the position. So guess what? You're not up the creek without a paddle. You got a paddle, and his name is Vedarian Lowe, and you picked your damn paddle.
This is your bed. You're now going to have to make it and lay in it as well. Look, maybe what they end up doing, Andy, is like Vedarian Lowe can be your oh, no, the left tackle went out during the game, injury replacement guy. Maybe what Vrabel is saying is maybe he's not the short-term solution for when and if Will Campbell is able to get healthy enough to come back. Maybe it is Marcus Bryant. I sure as hell hope it's not moving Morgan Moses over to left tackle, because I think that, considering his age and how good he's been where he is, I'd like to see him left alone. That could be troublesome.
Yeah, I would not make another change, because now you got everything. Now you got Onwenu next to whoever you put at right tackle instead of Morgan Moses. I don't like any of that idea. I'm just saying, you had opportunities along the way to upgrade, and you just, and the other thing is with Vidarian Lowe, it's not like you don't have tape on him that he's young or no. There's tape. We all saw it. We watched the season last year. He got a lot of reps out there. They weren't always good reps. So I want to comment on, first of all, Dan Ball dead on again. Dan's the greatest, blah, blah, blah. But the 978, I skipped over those, Dan.
Wait, what?
yeah, 401, Dan Ball for 10 to 2 show. 401, Dan Ball dead on again. These are your fans in Rhode Island. You're big in Rhode Island.
I didn't realize my burner had a 401 area code.
They don't like anything in Rhode Island, and for some reason you're popular in Rhode Island. They like themselves some Dan Ball down there.
I'm just breaking the mold. You know how it works.
Yep.
Just had to put my headphones back in. I hate it when you pull the cord out. But the other texter said, 978. So do you guys think that you would get a Pro Bowl caliber lineman or pass rusher? Seriously? Did I say a Pro Bowler?
Nope. I didn't want the Sauce Gardner trade. I don't need a Pro Bowler. I don't need a Hall of Famer. I don't need a guy that's won a Super Bowl before. I need a warm body who plays better than what we've seen from Vidarian Love. That's all I need.
That's it. Like, just a good swing tackle with veteran experience that's on another team, and that team's going nowhere, and they would love the draft pick. That's exactly who we were looking for.
And I know the argument coming out of the trade deadline, and this is something that Ted presented given his experience in locker rooms, is, well, you don't want to mess with the vibes, the mojo, the culture, and stuff like that, and there have been plenty of Super Bowl winning teams who didn't make deadline moves. You got to look at this year's team in a vacuum. You are better than you thought you were going to be. You'd been damn lucky in terms of injuries, and you were a group whose depth was suspect from the very beginning. So I don't equate whatever the Eagles did or the Chiefs did to the Patriots at all. This year's team needed guys to fill out their depth chart.
And we all had questioned the depth from day one, like early training camp. Ted was ahead of that curve as much as anyone. And you had kind of skated and gotten by and probably had to think at some point, whether it's the media's fault or not for talking about it, law of averages was going to settle things out. And
because every fault,
he blamed the media. Mike Vrabel blamed the media to kick off his press conference last night. But law of averages, right? Football is 100% injury rate. You're going to get injured. Like, it's just going to happen. You had to think they were coming. So those two right there are arguments for adding players. You don't have any depth, and the law of averages says your depth is probably going to be challenged moving forward. So I think it's fair to question that. And my point isn't about getting an elite player. My point is, if you like Vidarian Lowe, who started games last year, I'm fine with that. We can say we don't like him, but if they like him and they say, no, he's the best option we could have as a backup left tackle, that's their opinion to have. But if you don't, and you're already considering putting somebody else there, then you probably should have considered somebody else there from the get-go.
Wait, so if I said that it was execution or schematics or injuries, I said injuries was my primary concern. What was yours? Is it injuries as well?
Yeah, and I won't even say injuries. It's the Will Campbell injury, because I've tied it together. Last week I answered it, Will Campbell's the guy that can't get hurt, in part because Will Campbell not only puts the offensive execution in jeopardy, he puts Drake May in jeopardy, and I don't want to see people hitting Drake May, because if Drake May goes down, then it really is over for this football team. So, yeah, my biggest concern, you can get better schematically run game. You can get better schematically on the goal line. Your run defense should improve. To the texter, Milton Williams has to sit out 4 games. This was the first one, so he's got 3 more games before he gets back on the football field and bolsters your run defense. But, yeah, you can get through all those things. You're not going to be able to get through if there's an injury to your quarterback, and that's a concern with your left tackle being hurt. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Lou in New Hampshire. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Andy. I was just calling in because I noticed you always put Josh Allen in the same breath as Patrick Mahomes, and I think he belongs with Philip Rivers. The guy is a loser.
Lou.
I mean, the AFC East was wide, wide open. Patrick Mahomes lost a tough foot in the Super Bowl. and, you know, we'll blame the coach. It'll be the same thing as, like, oh, it's all Norm Turner's fault, you know. But at some point, the buck stops, and Josh Allen, he just can't get it done. And I think Drake May is going to be the king of the AFC East.
Thanks for the call, Lou.
About that.
And bringing up the idea that Josh Allen is a Lou, sir. I disagree, sir, because I would ask you this. I am a big Josh Allen fan, and I am a bit of an excuse maker at times.
Called us that last week for both of us.
I just wonder how many Hall of Famers he's played with or been coached by, because I can answer that for Patrick Mahomes. His coach is the greatest offensive coach of the generation and maybe the greatest coach of any kind of the generation. And everybody tells me Travis Kelce is maybe the greatest tight end of all time and is certainly a Hall of Fame tight end, correct?
So the first part is untrue. The second part is true.
So there's two right there that are Hall of Famers he's with, and he had Tyreek Hill for portions of the run, and Tyreek Hill may have been the most feared player for many reasons, but on the field for his speed, quickness,
field,
and playmaking ability. Maybe anybody that he's played, like Steph Diggs was good. He's got Steph Diggs, and Steph Diggs may find his way into the Hall of Fame. We'll see where this goes over the next few years. But I don't know that anybody says Steph Diggs is like on the Travis Kelce GOAT level. And I also think the coaching is suspect at best in Buffalo. I think Sean McDermott's a little bit of a boob. And I think he's been exposed off and on. He's brought stability there, but he can't get over the hump. I feel like Sean McDermott is the Philip Rivers of coaches. He accumulates regular
Marty
season
Schottenheimer.
Victories. I think it's disrespectful to Marty Schottenheimer. I think Sean McDermott couldn't hold Marty Schottenheimer's jock. I think Sean McDermott is the biggest problem in Buffalo. And then the secondary is the talent around him. I just don't think is that good. Chris Jones, I mean, there's been some really good players on that Kansas City defense with Patrick Mahomes over the years as well. And also, Josh Allen not far enough in his career. Philip Rivers finished his whole damn career winning nothing, winning a grand sum total of
nothing. And also the defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, whose very name mentioned is nightmare fuel for New England Patriots fans. Steve Spagnuolo, also not bad.
Yeah, no. Steve Spagnuolo
might be a Hall of Famer, too.
I mean, he's kind of the Josh McDaniels of defense. Hasn't worked as a head coach, but when he's coordinating defenses, they're usually Super Bowl winning or Super Bowl caliber defenses. So, yeah, I'm not going to have this Josh Allen is a loser commentary today. I'm not in the mood for it. He's not winning right now, and the win over him looks less impressive, and he's no longer an MVP candidate, and he's turning the ball over too much, and yeah, the season's kind of falling apart in Buffalo, but I'm not going to call Josh Allen a loser this afternoon on a Patriots Monday. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to take your phone calls on the Patriots season. Are you worried about what the offense is going to look like with Will Campbell? And the next question, who needs to step up the most to solidify the offensive line, to solidify the passing game? Is it Vedarian Lowe? Is it Josh McDaniels in the scheme? Is it Doug Marrone and the position coaching? Does he have to coach up Vedarian Lowe better than they did a year ago? Or is it Drake May, the quarterback? Does he need to get rid of the ball quickly, accurately, and take a bigger load on offense? That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The guy is a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Loser.
That was my guy, Crap Sheet, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, with some positive information that we've been talking about coming out of Foxborough. Nothing officially positive, but Mike Vrabel did say he didn't think it would be season-ending and kind of alluded to the idea these are weeks, not months-type issues dealing with, more so with Will Campbell. It may even be even better than that for Jared Wilson, so... certainly crisis averted, Fitzy. I don't know exactly.
It's not an end of the season, so that's which could then affect next year as
right.
Well.
Like, surgery, this, that, who knows? I'm just going to be totally honest. So this is what I thought.
Finally.
I thought he blew his ACL, so I was envisioning surgery, recovery, what's
cart,
he going to be? Like
towel tears.
Yeah.
If you see the CTT, cart towel tears, that usually means season's over.
But you know what the good thing I think is? Or not the good thing, but I think the explanation for that is, I don't think he's, and Vrabel brought this up this morning, I don't think he's dealt with a lot of injuries. And sometimes when you go through your first injuries, you think your season's over. You think it was AC. You've never felt anything like that in your life, and it hurt, and this and that. So he doesn't have that bank of experience that, unfortunately, as a football player, he will acquire in the coming years as a football player, mm-hmm. figuring out, like, the dip. Remember the old Parcellian, are you hurt or are you injured? Yeah, you're going to hurt, but are you injured? Are you going to miss time? Are you going to have surgery? You're going to, like, that's the injury. Hurt is a constant state of doing your job in the National Football League. So I think that might be it, that he's just, because remember, 21 years old, right? Will Campbell is 20.
Will Campbell, yeah, he's a baby, dude.
Yeah, so he hasn't had a lot of major injuries. He played a boatload of games at LSU, so I don't think he missed any, if much, to injury at LSU. He's been relatively healthy, so this is probably the first significant scare of an injury that he's had in his life. So that might explain it. Yes, Diz.
Well, I mean, you kind of already said it for me, but I was with you, Andy, and Nick, you kind of echoed the same sentiment, but seeing him on the cart and seeing him cry when he lifted up that towel and you could just see, you know, the tears coming down.
Yep.
I was like, oh no. And I think Drake said it during his post game as well. It's not just the skill of the player that you lose. It's the personality, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I think Will Campbell is a big personality in that locker room. And I think, you know, a lot of guys gravitate towards that. I love Will Campbell, man. So that was just devastating.
I love Will Campbell. You love Will Campbell. And clearly the quarterback loves him, some Will mm-hmm. Campbell. And, you know, we can talk about tight ends and number one receivers being safety blankets or whatever you want to call it for a young quarterback. Having your boy on the field is also, especially when your boy is a left tackle, is also a safety blanket.
It's big country. That's his best buddy.
It is, and it's the guy he blames for the Drake May situation. So that's another factor in here, because we also don't want to lose the vibes. I know this is secondary, and I'm not supposed to say that word, but this
just
team...
put a quarter in the jar, it's fine.
Where is the damn jar? I haven't seen the damn jar. Where exactly is this jar you reference all the time?
It's metaphorical, but that's fine.
Keep looking. Is it a Venmo jar? Do I need to send that?
Yes.
But,
for
you know,
charity.
You don't want to start to chip away at that either, right? Like, if Vedarian Lowe's out there and trying his ass off but getting beat, that creates like a weird dynamic that we lived last year. And if Ben Brown or other guys start struggling, there's like a trickle-down effect of, not that they're going to turn on each other and start pointing fingers, but it makes it more challenging. It makes it more, mm-hmm. you know, difficult on a game-by-game, week-by-week basis. So, 6-1.
Get out of here, rookie. Sorry about that.
That's one of my favorites of Drake May, too, because we've never heard him fall into, like, screw around with the boys Drake May voice there, and he had to apologize and collect his thoughts before he could go on as the franchise QB at the podium. 617-779-7937. Let's go to our buddy Tim in Hanover. What's up, Tim?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, I called in during the pregame, and I was going to bring it up, but I didn't get a chance to, unfortunately. And what it was all about was I thought this is like the fourth or fifth year that I've never seen injuries like this devastate a lot of teams so far in the NFL. And remember we were talking about earlier saying how thin we were. We're razor thin, and I was hoping that they would get a lineman because our line guys, I'm not bagging on them, but they've been peeking out at everything that they have in them. And let me tell you, man, if we had got a guy that could have wound up being maybe a 1 or 2 year guy, maybe longer, who knows? We didn't look for an elite guy, but we needed help in that line. And now we're really screwed.
Thanks for the call, Tim. I don't know if we're screwed, but I do think we needed help. And if you recall Dan Ball et al. In the jury, that was my argument leading into the trade deadline that if I could fill one, I think I would fill a swing tackle role for this team that was skating by with Will Campbell on one side and 852-year-old Morgan Moses on the other side. And this is the scenario. Now, I'm not taking any kind of victory lap, A, because the guy's hurt, and I don't love that. And B, maybe Vedarian Lowe is really good. Are we ruling out Vedarian Lowe being really, really good?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That took
617.
That took less time to answer than I expected.
This is not the end of the season. It's not panic mode, as Tim just said. We're not screwed. This is a challenge. This now puts the onus, the impetus, all of that and more on McDaniels to scheme things away from Vedarian Lowe or somehow find a way to utilize whatever he does or things he can do well-ish or best. This puts a lot on Drake May. This puts a lot of stress on any tight ends they may bring over for protection. Travion Henderson, Ben Brown. It's going to take a village. It's going to have to be a group effort because, yes, he is a significant downgrade from a rookie left tackle who hasn't exactly lit the world on fire but has played pretty darn well.
And I think my biggest concern isn't even necessarily with Vedarian Lowe why I answer that question in such a hasty fashion. It's the fact that now the entire left side of your line is completely different. If Lowe was working off of Jared Wilson, I think I would feel at least a little bit better, but now it's Lowe and Ben Brown, so kind of to your point, Fitzy, anybody with a halfway decent pass rush is just going to try to punish that side of the line.
Yeah, and they also have, like, you know, Cincinnati had to adjust to it on the fly, and again, that was the 32nd-ranked defense, or so we were told. Now you're going to have the Giants, who are just fired their defensive coordinator, may get a boost from that, playing with house money, ramshackle approach. They have a week to prepare for it. I hope Drake likes throwing when he's on the run to his right.
Lil Gullible Andy checking in here for his duty at about 4:40 on a Patriots Monday. Okay. Wasn't there a time where when we brought up the idea of starting two rookies on the left side, there was a certain linebacker who said feast, and we thought maybe this would be super problematic and teams would target it. So, I mean, we were pessimistic at times about two rookies starting on the left side. And one rookie who was taken with the fourth pick who had too small a hands and too short an arms. I'm just saying there is good experience for – well, there's experience for Vedarian Lowe. I don't know if it was good experience for Vedarian Lowe. There were reps last year, and maybe he'll open our eyes. Maybe he'll step up to the opportunity slash challenge. Or Marcus Bryant. He's the opposite end of the spectrum. We don't have much known about him. Not a lot of reps to go by. He's a big-bodied rookie. And, well, if they could do it with Will Campbell and they could do it with Jared Wilson, maybe Doug Marrone and company can do it with another rookie in Marcus Bryant. Did I sell either of those two options very successfully?
It sounded like you tried to convince yourself. And you didn't do a very good job.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm a little worried. And that's where I'll answer my own question. Who's it most on? I don't think it's on Vedarian Lowe, because I think Vedarian Lowe is who he is at this point. I find it hard to believe he's going to get much more out of himself. It's on a combination, in my opinion, of Josh McDaniels. You might have to change the way you play offense. We may have to cut back on the deep balls and holding on to the ball. Or if you want to throw a deep ball, make it out of a moving pocket. You joked, Fitzy, but maybe we're rolling to the right. And then it's booty down the right sideline. And that rollout to the right bought you that extra second and a half to then throw the ball to booty. But traditional drop back in the pocket, step up, and flick the ball, which has been a great play for them, great successful play, may not be in it. And I also think Drake May needs to be on his game, needs to probably up his game. There was the one play yesterday where I didn't think he reacted very well to the corner blitz. The guy was going to be unblocked, and he kind of crapped his pants and just took a sack, which is fine. Didn't do anything overly.
Happens.
Yeah, like it's better than throwing it away and it's picked off and the guy's running the other way for an interception. But, you know, I think Mike Vrabel said he could have just thrown it in the dirt at somebody's feet. That's probably the next step there. But there's room for all of them to do more, but I think it's the combination of McDaniels and May. They've gotten the most credit for why the offense is good, right?
Correct.
They should take this as an opportunity to get even more credit and make the offense good again. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls reacting to a Patriots win in Cincinnati that was costly in terms of injuries. Will Campbell, Jared Wilson left the game. Looks like they avoided significant major injuries, but will miss some time. You also lost Tonga and Schooler. Milton Williams already on IR. Are these injuries piling up to the point where you're reassessing your long-term projections for this football team? We'll continue to take your phone calls. Talk about that next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
On WEEI. WEEI Afternoons, time now for League Leaders and Who's Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Fitzy. So, obviously, Drake May has been among the league leaders in most categories most of the year.
He's all right.
And the run defense has been among the league leaders most of the year. Right? Mm-hmm. And the Patriots are still not even among league leaders. They are the league leaders in terms of record. So tying this into the conversation about the injuries and about the next 5 games and where the injuries leave the team and where the struggles leave the team.
Oy.
Which of those is most circling the drain right now? Is it the run defense without Milton Williams? Is it the Drake May among league leaders without Will Campbell at left tackle? Or is it the success of the team and staying atop the standings because of all of those things?
It is the rush defense.
This might be my best ever league leaders in circling the drains I've ever done. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, it's the rush defense by far.
You're What about you ever hear of Christian Barmore? Isn't he supposed to make like $90 million too? What about Robert Spillane? You people told me he was like the most indispensable guy on the team.
He's really good. and so is Christian Barmore. But when your best defensive player on the year, and I don't really think there's much of a debate, I'm very comfortable saying that Milton Williams has been the best player on this
defense
this
season. Marcus Jones, three interceptions, third on the team in tackles.
Yeah, he can plays be the second big. Best. He can be the second or third best. He also received an excellent contract. He was handsomely rewarded for his efforts and results. Milton Williams has been better than advertised. He pressures the quarterback. He stuffs the run. He chases guys down. He puts a little fear in opposing offensive coordinators, lines, and QBs. Losing him was, hey, last week, here's two other people you trust aside from me and Ted, Tom Curran and Mike Giardi. Yeah, boy, on Friday with the best phone hit intro in the business.
It's true.
Both of them said, as to our inquiry over how significant will this loss be, and they were both like, oh, very significant. You should feel this. This is a bad one for them. And guess what? They were both right.
So I feel like, and Ted has been, as he so often is, ahead of the curve on this one as well. This is Christian Barmore time. Put your big boy pants on and step up to the plate. Put your big contract on and step up to the plate. And I do think the Tonga injury exacerbated the situation a little bit yesterday. Because he's the guy who should step up, right, especially against the run. You're like, okay, we'll see what the pass rush looks like. But if Tonga's out there with Barmore, that's a pretty good defensive tackle tandem. And I even heard somebody alluding to the fact that Tonga was saying he felt like he let the team down by being injured and not being able to give. And Vrabel said something to the effect, Tonga will never, ever let the team down as long as he's here. That's not the kind of guy he is. But I feel like this puts more pressure on Christian Barmore then.
It very well may. And forget about your Jeremiah Farms and your Corey Durdens and everyone else. This is Barmore time. Like, you want to talk about people that have, we were talking about people that have to step up on offense. People that are going to have to earn their paycheck. And his is also pretty substantial as well.
Massive.
$23 million as opposed to Milton Williams, 26. He's going to have to get out there and earn it.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Go to our buddy Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. With Arian Lowe. Okay, so last year, everything was disjointed, the offensive line especially, obviously. So, yeah, I know Ben Brown's sliding in next to him, but let's see what he does with preparation with Doug Marrone, with a little bit more of solid footing underneath him. Is he going to be great? No. But could he be good? Yes. And most importantly, last year, when Gerard Mayo said, I believe he was quoting the movie Elf, when he said, because Arian Lowe loves to smile, smiling is his favorite. So we got that going for us. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Reason number 472 that the Gerard Mayo era was not a great one. He was quoting Elf to describe players and their opportunities. Matt actually, though, I think stumbled into something. Can we make the argument?
Okay, we'll try.
The same argument that Shedeur Sanders made and all the Shedeur supporters made. Well, you know, last week, all those bad throws, he didn't get any reps with the first team. What do you want him to do? He didn't. That's not how it works. When you're a backup in the NFL, you don't get reps with the first team. What happens this week when we see Vidarian Lowe get the, I'm assuming, first-team reps at left tackle? Does that elevate his game? Does that allow him to bring a higher level of play to the field? Is that a, if it's a good enough argument for Shedeur, is it good enough argument for Vidarian Lowe?
I think this is the one sentence ever uttered by a person on planet Earth that will involve both Vidarian Lowe and Shedeur Sanders. That I am pretty certain of. Also, no, it does not. Now, can Vidarian Lowe, can we hope for Vidarian Lowe to improve his play based on A, age, with which comes a little experience and maturity, and B, the Doug Marrone better offensive line coach factor, as opposed to last year with Strikeforce Scott? Yes, that's what you have to pin your hopes to.
The 978 said, did you guys watch Barmore yesterday? He was terrible. There was one play where he was flailing around like a beached whale. I don't remember exactly what play it was, but it was a bad play for him.
That felt triggering.
No, it was just an observation of what it looked like, what he was doing on the field. And I'm a Barmore guy. I think at his best, he's a good player. I don't think he's had a great season. I don't think he's been at his best. I know some of the pressure numbers are higher than some of the other numbers.
Okay.
And now I just think it's now prove it time for him. You mention it. He's a $20+ million a year player.
$23 million.
That's a lot of money. Go earn it. Your team is relying on you. Your team needs you now. Milton Williams is out. You can't ride his coattails. It's not going to be a tandem thing. You might get double teamed because you don't have Milton Williams next to you. Don't care. What I need you to do is two things. Hold your ground. Maybe pressure the pocket occasionally. And allow Robert Spillane to make tackles. Do you think you could do those things for me for $23 million a year, Christian? Because if not, we might be in trouble.
Well, luckily you've got the patchwork Giants offensive line and Tyrone Tracy to contend with and famous Jameis next week, who's always going to give you one. So we'll have that going for us, which is nice.
Coming up on hour number four here on WEEI Afternoons, top of the hour, it's time for The Drive. We'll hear from Drake May, a very enlightening interview, a very honest interview, talking about his performance in the game. And yes, he responds to everything that went on with ESPN last week. He also talks about a little Thanksgiving. We have a little fun with him. And then bottom of the hour, we need to get to our pick sixes. And I'm just going to give you a quick teaser. It's a half hour away, but we didn't win you any money because I didn't win any money. So Drake May and the Pick 6 review, that's all next hour here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.